And my guests today are Bob Lockwood and Don McKelvey from the Old Lyceum Theater Incorporated Group. And gentlemen, welcome to our program on this holiday weekend. We hope everyone had a good holiday and getting set for the remainder of 1982 and the start of 1983. And I know it's going to be an exciting one for you guys.
It will, Bob. Thank you for inviting us out. And we want to talk a little bit about the restoration of the Old Lyceum Theater, one of the oldest theater in Clovis.
Now, this is something that you fellows got involved in here a couple of months back and got this thing together, and I suppose probably have been working on it even longer than that. Maybe, Bob Lockwood, you could give us a little bit of background on how this all came about.
Sure, Bob. We've been working on this project for about a year, and we actually got possession of the building on the 2nd of November. And, of course, we started cleaning out the trash and the dirt. There's about 10 years of dust and dirt in the theater. And we're still in the process of doing that. Then we're going to start construction as soon as we get all the necessary bids in to bring the building up to code. We have to replace the ceiling, and we have to redo the plumbing, and we have to redo the electrical work. And then we can open the theater up to performance, general public. People can rent it and put on shows, hillbilly bands and stuff of that nature. But until we meet the code, we can't use the building for other than tours.
I understand you've had a few of those tours already here in the past couple of weeks.
Yes, we started the tours on the 16th of December. The Purple Coats were there to be the first group to go through. And tomorrow, the 27th, we're going to start opening the theater from 10 to 4 for anyone that wants to walk in off the street and wants to spend 20 minutes to go through the theater. They can do it at this time.
So anybody that's interested in going down to the theater, Don, can just stop by any time between 10 and 4?
That's right. Bob Lockwood will be there, and there'll be the Clovis Junior Women's Club have volunteered to make this their project for this coming year. And so they'll be there to greet the people, too. Some of them will. But we're getting a lot of help from different groups. The High Plains Historical Foundation is helping with a donation for the put on a new roof. We're getting help from various other groups. The Chamber of Commerce is going to be a big help. But Bob, I'd like to make a comment here about the ownership of the building, because a lot of people know that the City of Clovis is actually the owner of the building. Although the Clovis National Bank put up the money, the building is being paid out of lodging tax money. And the city will actually is lease purchasing it from the bank. Then the city subleased the building to our nonprofit group, Old Lyceum Theater Incorporated. And all the city was obligated for was buying the building. They have not obligated themselves, and they probably will not, on restoration money. So all the funds that are going to be needed to restore this building will be raised by our nonprofit group from private sources.
So the city really then has nothing to do with the actual restoration or what's going to be the running of this building?
No, we do that. Old Lyceum Theater Incorporated, which we have formed, it consists of 14 board members, and we make all the decisions on what's to be done with the theater.
And you guys and ladies, I guess, and gentlemen who are on this board, all are serving with no pay. This is a non-profit type thing, isn't it?
That's right, Bob. And there are prominent people in this town that are interested in theater. And these are the people like Norval Howe, Dr. Jake Mobley, Gene Kelso, Tom Nesbitt. There's 14 of us. I can't name them all. But and there's other people that are helping. But when we got the building, we just turned to Bob Lockwood. He's semi-retired from the theater department at the high school, from the Air Force. And I said, we need somebody that can work down there and kind of run this thing kind of full-time. So Bob has volunteered his services as manager.
No salary. I'm not getting paid like some people think.
Listen, if you work this cheap, Bob, I have a deal for you.
Yeah. If it has to do with theater, Bob, he might be available. But Bob has, I got to comment, Bob, for doing what he has done here in the city. He started the Gaslight Players here about 10, 12 years ago, and it's one of the little active theater groups in Clovis. And there's people out of that group that's helping us. But One thing I would like to make clear is that none of us will personally benefit from this thing. If we, the Gaslight Players, want to go in there and put a show on when we open up, we're going to have to abide by the same rules and regulations that any other group will. So there'll be no favoritism that any other group that wants to use the building will have to have a fee for cleanup purposes, and any money we make will go back into restoration work on the theater.
Well, I think this is an important point that you brought up, Don. The theater itself and the building will be available for use for groups in and around town.
The reason that I'm on the lodging tax board, Bob, and I was able to convince those people, those smart people now, that this Lyceum is a tourist attraction when it gets into operation. For that reason, they felt obligated or felt they felt good about loaning or putting up some of their lodging tax money to buy the theater. Because down the road, it will be something that will attract people here. People in motels will go down and see the show. But those are the people that I really have to thank for having faith in this project and backing it. And without them and without the city commissioners, we couldn't have got this done. And the bank played a major role in this by agreeing to loan the money to the city at 10% interest. Now, the old Lyceum Theater Incorporated is responsible for paying the interest on that loan and paying what a lease payment is consisting of the insurance. It's operated something like the YMCA. You know, the YMCA property out there is owned by the city, and they lease it for $1 a year or whatever, or for, I'm not sure what the sum is, but we are doing the same. It's city-owned property run by a nonprofit group.
Public building operated by a nonprofit group. Bob Lockwood, maybe you can give us a little bit of background on the theater building itself for those of us in Clovis who perhaps are not as familiar with the historical value of it. It's been around since, what, about 1919, something like that?
Eugene Hardwick and his son Charles, they started it in Russell. They started in 1919, and it was finished in September of 1920. And they had a grand opening. And at the beginning, it was only open about two or three days a week, and then slowly they evolved until it was open every day. And they showed movies plus vaudeville in the theater. And they did this up until the 30s and early 40s. And then they converted to strictly just a movie theater. And in 1969, the theater was sold to Commonwealth along with the state. And the Commonwealth operated it up until 1975, and then they closed the Lyceum down.
And it's just been sitting there ever since.
Sitting there until we opened it up this year.
And Bob, this theater downtown, it doesn't look like a whole lot from the outside, but it is a facility downtown that it's an auditorium that will seat 500 people. And to me, as Scotch as I am, I hate to see something go to waste like this. It could be used for public purposes. There'll be conventions that will want to use the facilities to show slides, movies, have seminars, people come in. But it'll be a convention facility, too. You know, we don't have a civic center in town. So this will serve as a mini civic center until we do have a civic center here.
In other words, we're talking about a building facility that, when it is restored, could be used perhaps as a public auditorium, in addition to maybe having concerts, plays, or, as you say, convention activities, any kind of public function.
There are a lot of different out-of-town groups that come to Clovis, and they're always looking for some public facility to have a Western show in or a fashion show or whatever, and we'll be another facility that they can lease or rent or use for a fee to put their activities on.
Such as Marshall Junior High Auditorium is used quite a bit now.
And another thing that attract a lot of people to the Lyceum is I used to work as an usher at the Lyceum back in the late 40s. There are a lot of people here that grew up going to the show, seeing the old Westerns on Saturday afternoon, the matinees, and eventually, as we get this thing fixed up, we're again going to use and show some of the old classic Western films and some of the old classic films that were made back in the 20s and 30s. And this will be used as another fundraiser to help get restoration money.
Well, speaking of restoration money, Bob Lockwood, what do you estimate that it's going to cost to restore the Lyceum?
Well, we're estimating a conservative $60,000 to $90,000. I've received magazines and brochures on theaters they restored back east, and they're always talking about millions, you know, but we think we can do it in the thousands.
With volunteer help?
With volunteer help, yes. Well, all our help we expect to be volunteer.
But, Bob, we do have to hire licensed plumbers, licensed contractors, electricians. That has to be done by and bring it up to code. But a lot of people that will help those people, a lot of people that's cleaning up down there and doing the work we're doing right now are volunteers. They're all volunteers.
What about raising the money? What are you going to do?
We're going to sell the seats. We started on the 16th selling the seats. And by selling the seats doesn't mean that you're going to carry it out of the theater and take it home. When you buy a seat, you'll get a little brass plaque with your name on it saying this is your seat.
And then, it'll be attached to the seat?
It'll be attached to the seat. And then on the shows that we don't control, like a traveling show, the week in advance, the people that own the seats will be able to buy tickets for their seat. Then the shows that we control or sponsor, those people that own the seats will still be able to get their seat a week in advance, but it'll be free. We'll give it to them because they own their seat. And then they also get a little fancy certificate that entitles them to the privileges of a seat owner. This is a little vague explanation as to what they get.
Well, now you have brought along with you here, I'm looking at this as we're talking now, Bob, you have brought a little seating plan that shows that you have sections marked off and mm-hmm. with different names on them, and different prices, I guess, go along with the seats. The ones in the middle, Tom Mix and Buck Jones, go for, what, $200 a seat?
Yes, so we did that because I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she said, oh, she's definitely wanted a seat in the Mae West section, and if you had seen her, you would know why she wanted a seat in the Mae West section. But and then another person, that he wanted the seat that he sat in when he was a kid, and he used to come, so he definitely wanted that seat as his very own.
You suppose there are going to be a lot of people who are going to want the seats that they used to come to?
I certainly hope so.
Bob, I want to get in the Tom Mix section. He was my hero, him and Buck Jones and Gene Autry. But all these are old-time movie stars and go from John Barrymore to W.C. Fields to Charlie Chaplin to Will Rogers. Now, a few of these people, like Will Rogers, and has been to the Lyceum.
John Philip Sousa.
John Philip Sousa played there in 1928. And that is one of the reasons that got us started on this about a year and a half ago is Norval Howe came to us and said, I can get a plaque that we can put in the Lyceum that says John Philip Sousa played here. Now, Norval Howe, the band director, the music director of the high school and the school system, he John Philip Sousa is his hero, see. And he wanted to get this plaque. We said, well, we'd help you buy it, but where are we going to put it? The Lyceum is closed, and it might be torn down. Who knows? So that kind of got us to negotiating with the owners. And after a year and a half, we finally agreed to a price and was able to make the arrangement. But that kind of got us started, this John Philip Sousa plaque.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. And now you mentioned also, as we were talking earlier, Bob, something about some tiles. You going to try to do something like they did out in Hollywood before?
Yes, that's our spring fundraising plan is to sell the sidewalk out in front just like we sold the seats inside. we have to redo the sidewalk anyway, and we're going to divide it off into various size squares, and then if a person wants to buy a square, when we get a big enough section sold off the pour cement, and we'll have all those people come down and they can put their handprint or footprint, their name or whatever in the fresh cement, and then we'll stand guard over it till it's dried. And that's another fundraising idea that we want to do in the spring.
Well, it sounds like you fellows are off and running with your Lyceum Theater, which is your theater, as you folks are billing it now, the public's theater. Anyone in the Clovis-Portales area who remembers coming up to the Lyceum years ago, well, you're going to have a chance to do it again because of some very interested citizens such as yourself, Don McAlvey, and Bob Lockwood, and the others who have helped out in procuring the Old Lyceum Theater. And it is now the Old Lyceum Theater Incorporated. It is at 411 Main, and we're going to be seeing and hearing a lot of things coming out of there in the future. If anyone would like to help you folks out, who should they contact?
Our manager, Bob Lockwood, here.
Well, they can contact me at the theater on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to 4, or they can call me at home at 763-4664. We don't have a phone in the theater because we can't afford one.
And that's a community report for Sunday, December 26, 1982. Very interesting discussing about the old Lyceum Theater. Outside in Clovis, we have a temperature at 26 degrees. Winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour. Now let's find out the latest in the sports world.